Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's featured product is elevator and escalator maintenance for building managers.
Of all the equipment in a building, vertical transportation is the one and only system with which building occupants routinely have direct physical contact. For a building to be successful, its elevators and escalators must provide safe and reliable service.
There are many aspects of vertical transportation which owners and managers must be aware. This manual has been developed to explore these aspects in an effort to provide guidance in establishing an adequate maintenance program. For more information and to order your copy, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for June 1st, 2017. In today's news, routes and technician jobs are being examined in Canada. Mongrain Vertical Transport Incorporated has appointed 3 managers, and high-rise buildings have been banned in Karachi, Pakistan.
Canadian Business reported that as property owners try to cut costs, technicians report a dangerous lack of maintenance. Due to the intense competition between multinational elevator companies, Canadian Business continued, some technicians rush through hundreds of maintenance jobs per month with time limits as short as 7 minutes per visit. It also noted that elevator technicians hold the top-ranked blue-collar job, according to Forbes. Canadian Business's own Canada's Best Jobs in 2017 saw elevator mechanic rise from number 74 in 2016 to number 10. The source attributes it partly to new wage growth after several lackluster years, but mostly to the overall growth in the number of jobs, a 94% increase in Canada over the last 5 years.
Sylvain Mongrain, founder and president of Mongrain Vertical Transport Incorporated of Grand Peel, Canada, has appointed 3 new managers. Jimmy Poissonneau, professional engineer, is engineering manager, overseeing engineering and design functions and implementing policies, codes, standards, and procedures related to existing and future products. Eduardo Peña Chang is estimating manager, responsible for standard and non-standard complete packages in new and existing markets. Luis Hernandez, professional engineer, is contract engineering procurement manager, focusing on maximizing efficiency of the contract engineering group and acting as a liaison among the sales, engineering, and purchasing departments.
The Building Control Authority of the Sindh Province of Pakistan has imposed a ban on the construction of high-rise buildings in Karachi. Dawn reported that, acting on the orders passed by the Supreme Court, the Sindh Building Control Authority imposed a, quote, complete ban on the construction of multi-storied and high-rise buildings beyond ground plus 2 floors, end quote, in Karachi, the provincial capital and the largest and most populous city in the country. Authorities noted the approval of building plans without developing civic infrastructure and conducting environmental impact assessments. Approximately 85% of the 80 high-rise residential projects announced annually in Sindh are intended for Karachi.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.